Shalom, 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 family. This is your brother, the elder, the Moray, Ariyah, Yehovah, right here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, coming in this house right here momentarily. How y'all doing, brothers and sisters? Shalom to you again. Yeah, hallelujah. All praise to the Most High Yah. Oh, man. So, y'all hear the fireworks out here, man. I'm sitting outside enjoying this fresh air. Yes, it's somewhat fresh, but enjoying nature. Endless sunshine as well. So anyway, I want to come in the house momentarily to tell you, like I said, you know, going to Isaiah, using the scripture from Isaiah 5 and 20, where it says, woe to those who call evil good, good evil. We want to touch on something right fast. You know, I'll be doing some other podcasts over on Culture Freedom Radio Network, right? And I had some stuff that I'd be talking about different things on there. And I got into some things about like the LGBT agenda. But I'm bringing this up because I listened to a show. I was on YouTube not too long ago. And there's a brother I used to be with in the Nawabian organization as a Nawabian. I used to be as a Nawabian at one time. And I just going through some stuff, looking out, seeing some of his old videos. And I seen some stuff that he had a show talking about, do the Sabians, they don't call themselves Nawabians no more, now they call themselves Sabians. Do the Sabians support LGBT? And this thing says, I support LGBT, talk about himself. Now, and I had went on there on his show a couple of times on YouTube. I went on his show a couple of times, but it was something we was talking about. He was saying how he respect the LGBT community. I was on his show when he said that. So and I started saying something, but no, I don't respect them. I don't respect that community and that. So and I even told him, I said, well, bro, because I knew some stuff that the Nawabians had done, and I might talk about that just a little bit, that they did supposed to have been joining a parade or something with the LGBT pride parade or something to that magnitude. And they were saying something about Doc told them to supported something they had supposed to be coming out in the so-called update, Dr. York in prison, and supposed to be an update saying that. And so I told the brother, I said, man, no disrespect to you, brother, but you might just be taking, you know, stuff from your elders, you know, just following the commands from your elders. So there's no probably disrespect to you, but I can't come on your platform anymore because of if y'all are supporting that, I can't be a part of that. I can't be on that. Me as a Israelite, and I'm gonna tell y'all, he said something about that too in his video. But me as an Israelite, I can't do that. And it's just not just because I'm an Israelite, right? Because they want to say just because you follow religion, not knowing this, we're not a religion. We are a nation. I have a culture, right? And we have principles and guys that we go by for our nation. But anyway, so as I told the brother, I couldn't come back on and participate in that because me as sitting there, he might be saying he do, but then here I am, a Moray or a teacher in Israelite, and just sit there and, you know, and don't say nothing, just go along with it. You know what I'm saying? And y'all saying y'all support it. What y'all think that'll sound like for me? I support it, right? I don't say nothing to speak out against it. So anyway, in his video, he was even saying something about, he kind of did a video somehow. He wasn't here to bash me, but he was saying that because me being because of a religion, you know, I always want to throw the Abrahamic religion, my religion won't let us, you know what I'm saying, be open-minded and all of this stuff. We stuck in religion and all of this stuff. They call it the spell of the fire thing as Nawabian. We under the spell of the fire thing. He even mentioned Captain Tesoriak. And how we were saying now that Dr. York, now here is again, that's what I'm trying to tell the brother too. Because Dr. York, right, Dr. Malachi Z. York, was accused of, and I'm going to say accusing, but he's been convicted. Now, I'm not saying he's guilty just because he's been convicted. We see a lot of stuff that happened with even with Dr. Bill Cosby a couple of days ago. But here's the thing. He's in prison right now, right? Because they said that he molested or whatever some children. Now, it was, they said the girls and little boys. Now we're talking about LGBT. Now think about this. Little girls and little boys. Now you can say, well, little girls, that's one thing. But even when you start saying he was messing with little boys, that take it to another level. Even these underage children, regardless. But when you even put it and say he was even messing with little girls, what else come to mind? Man, he was a pedophile. Plus, he was gay. He was homosexual. Damn, Doc. That's what comes up. And so then now, when you have him being so-called convicted for, as it said, that he was messing with little boys and little girls. And now then here's the organization come out, right? Because you convicted. And they start coming out saying that you writing them letters or giving updates saying for your nation to take part of in the LGBT parade, respect them and support them. What do you think everybody, what do y'all think people going to think? How would y'all think people going to look at it? See, we knew he was gay. See, and so y'all trying to say that he didn't do this to these children and y'all want the world to support that. And then you turn around though and tell them to support LGBT. They can see there. How can we get behind him and really relieve y'all that he didn't do this? And then y'all trying to get in with LGBT. Yeah, he must have been gay. He must have messed with them children. So how did, though I told him, I said, that don't look good, bruh. That's not a good look for the nation for y'all. So anyway, he brought up the point that, and I'm going to agree with him. He's going to say on this part, y'all, not about the LGBT thing. I'm going to agree with him on this behalf, that he was saying that how can we as another nation, somewhere like Israelites, like myself, Captain Zoriat, tell us what's not good for their nation and this and that. But he, you know what? He's right. I'm going to agree with him. If your nation, because you can't really say nothing about us because we don't agree with it, right? Because you're right. That's y'all nation. That's y'all as Sabians or whatever y'all want to call y'all self now. If y'all want to go with that and ride with that, fine. You're right. That's y'all nation. But our nation, as Yasha'Allah or Israel, we don't go with that. We don't teach that in our nations and our tribes. We don't teach that. So you're right. That's why I can go over there and participate in that, because that's not something we teach inside of our nations to support that. Right now, you can believe it when you want to. You can support it if y'all want to. But we know as Israel or Israelites, we're not supposed to deal with that because it's said according to our Tanakh. And I know, see, that's what they're gonna say. They are following a book, but it's deeper than that. Even with that, right? Even if it's not in the Tanakh, we know it's some things against nature. How the hell y'all gonna? How y'all wanna? Like you said, be fruitful and multiply. How y'all going to reproduce? How is it going to reproduce, right? How is it going to reproduce? Well, you know damn well, you know, two women can't do it. They can't reproduce. Two men can't reproduce. And he's talking about something that if we're talking about, they think about their sacred feminine and want to teach that the black woman is God. You're right. We can't say if that's y'all doctrine, if that's how y'all nation believe, hey. You know what? Do your, like Tyree said, do your thug thizzle, man. Y'all teach that. But you can't say anything about us when the time is dead, when the shoe is on the other foot now. Y'all always want to talk about what we believe in, the Israelites this, these Abrahamic faith this. Now, okay, when we say something about y'all supporting LGBT, now y'all want to get all on the defensive, but all the time, y'all always coming at Israelites. Y'all always coming at Israelites, talk about us in the Bible and the Tanakh and all of this here. But now we come at y'all because y'all want to get out here and support that something being detrimental. And that, hell, it is true. I mentioned to him about how even the LGBT somewhat is being tied in with pedophilia. Look at what, if they don't think so, look at what they're pushing in school. Look at what they're pushing in the school. They're trying to push this stuff in the school. Who pushing this stuff? LGBT. They're pushing all of this stuff, trying to teach children in school oral sex and anal sex at the age of 6 years old in elementary schools. And y'all support that? And y'all support a group who do that? Now, it may not be every so-called person who's homosexual that might not be doing that. Not what we're saying in general, but the movement, but this major movement, that's what they're doing. The major movement, and you probably got some people who's homosexual don't agree with that. And I've heard some say that. They don't agree with all of that. Even a transgender band from, I heard a transgender was on a radio show say he don't agree with it. He's like, well, we've been going to band from. We've been going to band from. We didn't need no special laws. So all of them not down with that movement of pushing that on everybody. But still, again, we bring it out and say, when you're saying you support that movement, that particular group, and what they're doing on a major scale, right? You're supporting the things that's happening, going to happen to the children in the school system. You support that? So it's like, again, the title, like going back to Hosea, Yeshayahu 5:20, woe to those who say good, say good is evil, right? And evil is good. So y'all want to take something and flip it around. Even though we and our tradition, whatever y'all want to say, Israel, we don't believe in that. It just even by nature, man. Y'all ain't even got to be in the Tanakh by nature. So y'all even, I want to talk about y'all respect nature. Hell, that ain't respecting nature, man. That's going against nature. Since y'all don't have no Bible or y'all have a sacred book. Y'all want to talk about the Abrahamic faith. We stuck in a book. But y'all always want to say, well, y'all against nature. Y'all with nature. That's against nature, man. So how you support something against nature that you claim to be with nature? Woe unto y'all, man. Woe unto you. That's what a lot of y'all's doing, man. And look at society today. Everything, that's what I talk about a lot of my own culture freedom. Everything that it seemed like the Most High Yah has said that it was that made it be forbidden. Y'all have society now, even not y'all. Even if anything that was in society, what it was wrong at one time to do, now they saying it's okay to do. Everything that was said that was bad at one time, now they're saying society is okay. And we know it's a disagreeable one. It's the adversaries who are doing this, saying it's okay to do it now. And y'all following right along with it. And you're wondering, you're looking at the world and seeing why the world is in such a shape that it is today. So much corruption, so much disorder, so much chaos is in the world today. Because y'all have taken what is good and calling it evil, and taking what is evil and calling it what is good. You have like the movie with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, you're trading places. Y'all have traded places, right? Y'all have traded places. But you're taking everything out of place. But hey, like you said, brother, that's y'all nation. If y'all is Sabians, Kemetic, whatever y'all claiming to be over there, if you're right, if that's what y'all do in y'all nation, hey, fine. Do y'all thing. Do y'all thing in y'all nation. But don't say a mumbling word. Don't say nothing about the Israelites, about what we got in our, as y'all say, the Bible, the Tanakh. Don't say nothing about no Abrahamic faith. Keep your mouth off of us then. Please do. No homo. Quit putting us in your mouth when y'all talk about the Abrahamic faith. Y'all are one. Hell, and take it out of y'all books, because y'all still have a whole bunch of scriptures and stuff y'all have inside of y'all books that's coming from the Abrahamic faith. Huh? Write some of y'all books. Can y'all write some of y'all books without putting scriptures in them then? That's coming from our tradition. Stop using stuff out of our tradition to put in your books if it's so bad. But yeah, that's why I can't come to y'all nation. If y'all, it was like by asking me to come over there to another show where y'all saying y'all respect that. It's just like asking me. I don't go to strip clubs. I don't do hard liquor. I don't do drugs. Asking me, hey, brother, we having a party this weekend. Bro, you want to come to our party? We're going to have strippers in there and everything. Brother, we got strippers. We got, man, we're going to have the best alcohol. Bro, we're going to have, man, so much weed. And I'm like, bro, nah, I appreciate the offer, brother, but I can't indulge in that, brother. I can't come to that, brother. I can't indulge in that. And you, and what would you do? And you can either say, okay, I respect it, brother. I respect that. Or you be like, almost like my brother did. Got to do something to talk about it. And be like, man, that old squares dude, man. You know how some of y'all do, excuse me, y'all. Man, that old squares dude, bro. Man, he'll square. He won't want to come, bro. We got all these strippers, and man, he don't want to come to the party, bro. All these strippers and stuff. We got old self-righteous ass Negro. Instead of respecting me, like, I can't come. I ain't say, hey, bro, y'all shouldn't be having those strippers at the party, doc. Man, so-and-so, so-and-so. Hey, y'all want to have all the strippers, all the liquor, all the everything else in y'all party? Do your thug fizzle. Do y'all thing. But me? Me, follow for the Most High Yah and try to have moral, follows the moral codes, conducts, and principles. I don't stand on that. So I do not stand on. They can do whatever they want to in the privacy of their home. If LGBT, whatever they call themselves, whatever they do in the privacy of their home. And this is the point, y'all. In the privacy of anybody's home, you can do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. You can worship Satan. You can worship hell. Anything you want to do. You can worship any kind of God you want to in your own privacy, in your home. But when you bring that bull crap to the public school system, and notice they call it the public school system, bringing it to the school system, to our babies, you have crossed the damn line. And that's where we stand, and that's why we speak out. You cross the line. You take it out of your, take it from your bedroom and put it in the curriculum for the children. That's why we say stuff. And then when anybody tells me, well, I respect them. I don't respect that. I don't respect it. I can respect whatever you do in your own damn privacy of your home, but I don't, even though y'all said don't do it, hey, but people are going to do what they want to do. So do it in the privacy of your own home. But when you bring it out and put it and try to make a curriculum and force it on young minds, young influential minds, that's when you have crossed the damn line. And that's where I stand and like, no, I don't respect them. So when you respect them, you say you respect them, you support that, I don't support you. If you say you respect that, and we tell you what they're doing on a major scale, a plane, and you say I respect that and I support them, I can never respect you and protect and support you. So I would never come on your damn platform. I would never come over there and set my foot over there knowing what's going on, knowing what's going on outside of Bible or Tanakh. Understand nature, doc. Two muscle-ass men ain't finna have no babies and two women ain't finna have no babies, doc. It's against nature. It's against nature. So woe unto you. Woe unto you. And y'all are gonna find out real soon what been woe. Shalom, fam. Shalom. See y'all next time. This is Brother Ariyah Yisrael in the House of Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. May the Most High be with you always. And rise up, Israel. Rise up. Because we got a major job to do. And it's going to be a rough road. But we got to do it, sisters and brothers. But these people out here, man, have lost their ever-loving mind. They have lost their ever-loving mind. That's why y'all say this, man. That's why y'all have set us aside from every other nation. See, that's the point about it. They don't know. I'm supposed to be gone, y'all. But I just thought about something. That's why y'all say, I chose you. I chose you, Israel, to be a nation, a chosen people unto myself. Because I'm giving you this job to do. And I'm going to reward y'all greatly if y'all do it. The more the nations over there, what they want to do, they want to serve other so-called gods, mighty one. They want to worship the moon. They want to worship the sun. They want to main. They black woman is God. And, you know what I'm saying? They want to worship the God. And it is the most stupid stuff they want to say, too. Well, y'all wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the woman. You wouldn't be here for the woman. Well, who the hell created the woman then? Y'all want to say the black woman is God. Who created the woman? How she get here then? Tell me that. How did the woman get here? Huh? Tell me, how did the woman get here? See, y'all are so silly with some of the stuff that y'all say. We understand that, and like I was saying on the other show earlier, we understand how the beauty of the woman, great she is, how great she is that the Most High created her. No human being comes to this planet, right? No human being that we know of, come to this planet without coming through the womb of the woman. The woman is special. We don't take nothing away from her. We don't take nothing away from that. They got to come through her vortex. They got to come through her portal, the womb of the woman. But say how, with all this other bull crap y'all trying to add onto it. And then another thing is, like I said on the other podcast earlier, y'all want to put the black woman in the forefront, and you black men sit back and you won't even protect her. You won't even protect you. Like, it's like y'all lay in the bed and y'all hear some noise, right? Y'all trying to make her the head of the household, make her the God, right? Right? Y'all hear the noise coming in the house, hear something. Hey, baby, get up. Go see what that noise is. You trying to sit your tail back and lay back. What black woman out here getting her tail beat out here in the streets? You seeing her getting beat down in the beauty shops, nail shops and stuff. Where y'all at? And you go with the damn camera phone. I got it on camera, sis. I got it on camera, sis. Huh? Because you making her the God. You made her the God. So she got to protect her own self and everything now, right? You taking all that responsibility off you, black man, and putting it on the black woman. Hey, the black woman is God, that you can't even protect her and elevate her. She's that much of God. Now she's saying she's so much of God, hell, they don't even want you no more. They don't even want you no black man. Like I said, I was talking about it earlier. We got some brothers on there that stand called Believers of the Way. Some brothers over there, they believe in that Yahweh Shah thing, but they ain't got nothing near. But that's another whole subject. But they was having a video, they was out building, trying to edify the people. And here got some old feminists coming up there, jumping in front of them with t-shirts on. The black woman is God. And they would talk about, we don't need you. We don't need you, man. We don't need you no more. We can create with the, what you call it, the prognogenesis. That old foolishness they was out there teaching with natural child, who did them was out there teaching. We can create, and I think even polite them. We can create without you. We can have babies without you. So when y'all supporting all this old silly stuff, man, y'all better understand what y'all are supporting, the detriment of your own damn community. But you want to say you here to uplift the community, but you are supporting the detriment of your damn community and society. You always want to talk about somebody's doing something to you, what the white man is doing to you. And look what y'all doing. Y'all are letting happen to them, pushing this foolish damn doctrine. But you support something that would not let you be fruitful and multiply. How you gonna be a damn nation, fools? How y'all gonna be a nation if you not producing, if you not reproducing and multiplying? How you gonna be a damn nation, huh? Where you gonna get your multitudes from? How you gonna populate? Where your population gonna come from if you're not producing? Don't support it in y'all nation, but in Israel, hell no, we ain't supporting it. So you right. We're not going to say nothing about your nation. Do your thing, but don't you come to Israel and think you're going to push that bull crap in our nation. So we have the right to speak out about it. We have the right, because we're like, don't come. You ain't coming in our nation like that. You might come in, like I heard a pastor say. He said, when he talking about LGBT or the gays coming to his church, is you might come in that way. We welcome you in, but you ain't going to leave out. You ain't going to stay in that way. I like how he said that. He said, you can come in that way because you accept people now. You can't turn them away. You can accept them and bring them and try to help them. But you ain't going to stay in there that way. You might have came in that way, but I bet Jane Brown get down if you stay in that way. Right? All right. Peace, Brown. Peace. Shalom. Shalom. Now.